This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called 50 Days of Faith. In these lessons, Rick looks into God's Word to discover the true meaning of faith and explore ways we can strengthen it. First, if you'd like to discover the custom-made dream God has just for you, stay tuned. Because in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about the video base Created to Dream Bible Study. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Persisting in Faith.
Now, I want to ask you to take a little self-evaluation survey right now. And I want you to check the boxes on your outline where you need to be more persistent. Some things maybe you've started but haven't finished. Okay, let's look at some of these. For instance, a daily time with God. Probably everybody here started that at least 100 times in their life, but you get discouraged and you give up. And I know that, Nehemiah, we were going to study this week in our small groups, and he had this huge project, and halfway through the project, the people got discouraged and they wanted to give up. And that's so typical. Discouragement always comes at the halfway mark, halfway up the mountain, halfway through the project. That's when you tend to get discouraged. Today, we are halfway through the 50 days of faith. And some of you are already at the quitting point. You made a commitment a few weeks ago to be in a small group, to memorize a verse each week. And I have no doubt that some of you have missed a day. In fact, some of you have missed a lot of days. And what happens is you start thinking, well, I missed it for 3 or 4 days. And I hate being inconsistent. So I'm just going to give up on it. And because you missed 1 or 2 or 3 days or something, you just stopped reading. You say, I don't want to be consistent, so I just won't do it at all. Let me show you the foolishness of that logic. Yesterday, I missed lunch. I am a failure at consistent eating. Now that I think about it, I miss breakfast on Friday too. I can't stand to be inconsistent. So I am going to give up eating. If I can't remember to eat 3 times a day, I'm just going to give up because I will not be inconsistent. Duh. You know what happens when I miss a meal? I just eat a little more the next time. I play catch up. And what some of you need to do this afternoon is to go home and not read the Sunday edition of the Times or the Register. You need to pull out that 50 days of faith and you need to play catch up because there's a lot of meat, a lot of food that will help you grow in faith in those days that you missed. And go get caught up and then just start doing it every day. Be persistent. Be persistent. Now, let me give you a little secret to being persistent in a quiet time. Keep your Bible open on your desk or in the kitchen or wherever, where you're going to see it, open to where what you're going to study the next morning. Because in your little pea brain, well, some of it's much bigger than that, but in your brain, what happens in human behavior? You look at this and you say, oh, it would take an awful lot of time to open that up. And I just don't have time to read it right now. It just would take me too long to open that. But if it's opened up to the page that you're going to read for tomorrow morning and you wake up tomorrow morning and say, oh, it's already open. That saves me a lot of time. And I know I could read this. It only takes you a minute and a half to read that page. And so leave your Bible open and leave the devotional guide open. Now, what about these other areas? Check the ones where you need to be more persistent. Finish what you start. How about praying for your kids? Do you pray for them every day? Praying for your family, your husband, your wife, your marriage, your friends? How about, do you pray for those in your small group? You ought to. Pray for those in your small group. How about sharing my faith with friends who don't know Jesus yet? Do you need to be more persistent in that? Check that. How about tithing? How about exercise and diet? Let's just fly over that one, go on to the next one. Controlling my anger. How about controlling my anger? Do I need to be more persistent in that? How about watching my words? How about managing my thought life? Do I need to be more persistent and consistent in that? How about trusting God with my pain and my problems and not giving up? You may be in a situation right now where you're thinking, Rick, I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. I've had it up to here. I'm at the quitting point. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm at the end of my rope. I am ready to give up. I can't take it anymore. But you can. You can. If you will do this last step. Renew myself daily.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know that God has a dream for your life? Before you took your very first breath, He had already placed the gift of imagination into your brain and hardwired creativity into every cell of your body. But discovering and fulfilling your God-given dream will require a journey of faith on your part. That's why Pastor Rick just released the Created to Dream Bible Study. Based on the core teaching found in his best-selling book, Created to Dream, the six-week video-based study will reveal the process God uses to fulfill the custom-made dream He has just for you, and the faith-building phases He'll lead you through as He does. This video study includes an enhanced workbook with lesson outlines, key verses, and homework for deeper reflection between each session. You can do the study on your own or with friends in a small group setting. So whether you're feeling stuck, forgotten, afraid, or uninspired, the Created to Dream Bible Study will give you the tools you need to awaken and pursue the custom-made dream God created you to fulfill. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the Word of God to a hurting world, we'll send you the Created to Dream Bible Study Kit to say thanks. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of the Created to Dream Study Kit. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
And now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the second half of today's lesson.
Now, what about these other areas? Check the ones where you need to be more persistent. Finish what you start. How about praying for your kids? Do you pray for them every day? Praying for your family, your husband, your wife, your marriage, your friends? How about, do you pray for those in your small group? You ought to. Pray for those in your small group. How about sharing my faith with friends who don't know Jesus yet? Do you need to be more persistent in that? Check that. How about tithing? How about exercise and diet? Let's just fly over that one, go on to the next one. Controlling my anger. How about controlling my anger? Do I need to be more persistent in that? How about watching my words? How about managing my thought life? Do I need to be more persistent and consistent in that? How about trusting God with my pain and my problems and not giving up? You may be in a situation right now where you're thinking, Rick, I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. I've had it up to here. I'm at the quitting point. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm at the end of my rope. I am ready to give up. I can't take it anymore. But you can. You can. If you will do this last step. Renew myself daily. In the race of life, you must remove any distractions. You must remember the reward at the finish line. You must resist all discouragement, and you must renew yourself every day. Renew myself daily. If you're going to last over the long haul, you must figure out how to recharge yourself both physically and spiritually. You must learn the art of mid-flight refueling, how to keep on keeping on and still get recharged. First, you got to learn daily physical renewal. Psalm 127, verse 2 says, God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. That's the second memory verse you need to memorize this week. Because many of you are violating that. The first part of this verse in the Living Bible says, it is vain, it is stupid for you to get up so early and stay up so late, for God wants his loved ones, his children, to get their proper rest. It's no wonder you're discouraged. Fatigue makes cowards of all of us, said Vince Lombardi. When you're tired, you get discouraged. And some of you just need to figure out how to have a more sane schedule so I can get more rest in my schedule. Know what renews you physically, make a list of it, and then do it. And number two, you need daily spiritual renewal. 2 Corinthians 4:16. This is why we never give up. Our spirits are being renewed every day. How does that happen? The way you get spiritual renewal is by spending time with God. The secret of persistence, the secret of endurance, the secret of finishing what you start is to focus on Jesus Christ. Look at the next verse. Let us keep our eyes fixed on television. No, that's not what it says. Let's read it again. That's the reviled substandard perversion. Okay. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He didn't give up because of the cross. Jesus had to face something far worse than you're facing. And yet he didn't give up. Why? He knew the reason and he knew the reward. And when you plug into his power, you will have the power of persistence. You see, you need more than your own power to make it in life. You need God's power. You need Jesus' power. You need to depend on him. You need to rely on him. You need to trust in him. That's called faith. And when you focus on him, you receive his power to be persistent. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, Rick, it's too late for me. I've already blown it. I have wasted so much of my life. I have tripped up so many times in the race. I've been tripped by other people. In fact, there was a period about 5 or 6 years I sat on the sideline and had a picnic. And I've wasted so much of my life race. It's too late. Wrong. God is not through with you. And the race is not over. And the truth is, it really doesn't matter how you start the race or how you mess up in the early part. What matters is, are you going to finish it? And will you finish it well? So who cares how you've messed up in the first part of your life? God doesn't. What matters is, how are you going to end it? What are you going to do from here on? Are you going to serve him? Are you going to love him? Are you going to follow his race? Are you going to still let the expectations of others people distract you? It's not how you start the race that matters. It's how you finish it. And you are never a failure until you quit, and it is always too soon to quit. Always. My hope as your pastor is that at the end of your life, you will be able to stand before God in heaven and say to him what the Apostle Paul was able to say at the end of his life. It's the last verse on your outline. He says, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. That is my prayer, my desire, my wish for you. Now, as we close today, I want to read you a paraphrase of Hebrews chapter 12 out of the Message Bible. So just sit back and let this just soak in as we close. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, talking about these great heroes of faith we're studying in the small groups. It means that we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race that we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. Jesus could put up with anything along the way, the cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor right alongside God. And when you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility that Jesus plowed through. That'll shoot adrenaline into your souls. In this all-out match against sin, others have suffered far worse than you have, to say nothing of what Jesus went through. So don't feel sorry for yourselves. God is educating you. That's why you must never drop out. He's treating you as dear children. Let's bow our heads. As we close, I'd like to ask you three critical questions about your future. Think about these. Number one, what have you felt like giving up on? A dream? A goal? Your marriage? Getting married? A child? Giving up on the Lord? No doubt about it, some of you have felt like giving up on your own life this week. Whatever it is, don't you do it. Don't give up. Don't do it. Number two, what do you need to finish? A commitment you made, a project you started, a promise to keep, a vow or a pledge you gave your word for. Oh, you started so enthusiastically. But character is seen at the finish line, not at the start of the race. Some of you need to stop procrastinating and commit your life to Christ. You've been thinking about it for a long time. Today's your day. Number three, what's holding you back? What has distracted you from God's best? A relationship, a fear, a worry, a job, materialism, a wrong value, sports? Why don't you open your life to Jesus Christ? Say, I want to run your race. Now, maybe you've gotten hurt or wounded in the race of life, and I'm sorry, but you need to get up, focus on the finish line, dust yourself off, and start moving again. Father, life is often very, very tough, and we feel like giving up. And I'm sure that there are many people here today who are at the quitting point. I pray that you will strengthen their faith and help them to finish the race and complete what they've started. Now you pray in your heart. Say, me too, God. Dear Father in heaven, I want to finish the race that you put me on the earth to run. Forgive me for the times I get distracted and forget what's most important. Help me to resist discouragement. Please fill me with hope as I rely on your promises. Help me to renew myself daily by spending time with you. And when I feel like giving up, help me to focus on the finish line and the reward that you've promised. Thank you that you will give me the strength to complete the race and whatever you want to accomplish in my life. Thank you that you'll always be with me, that I will never walk alone, that you will run the race with me. Now, if there's something that you've started but you haven't finished, why don't you finish this prayer by filling in the blank? Tell it to God right now. Say, God, I'm going to finish, and then fill in the blank. Or I'm going to be persistent in. Father, thank you for the encouragement of your word. Help us to act on it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd just like some more information about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, did you know that God has a dream for your life? Before you took your very first breath, He had already placed the gift of imagination into your brain and hardwired creativity into every cell of your body. But discovering and fulfilling your God-given dream will require a journey of faith on your part. That's why Pastor Rick just released the Created to Dream Bible Study, based on the core teaching found in his best-selling book, Created to Dream. This six-week video-based study will reveal the process God uses to fulfill the custom-made dream He has just for you, and the faith-building phases He'll lead you through as He does. This video study includes an enhanced workbook with lesson outlines, key verses, and the homework for deeper reflection between each session. You can do this study on your own or with friends in a small group setting. So whether you're feeling stuck, forgotten, afraid, or uninspired, the Created to Dream Bible Study will give you the tools you need to awaken and pursue the custom-made dream God created you to fulfill. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the Word of God to a hurting world, we'll send you the Created to Dream Bible Study Kit to say thanks. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of the Created to Dream Study Kit. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, we get letters and emails from people all around the world and from all ages. And here's one that I got from a listener in Indonesia. His name is Stephen, and he's 12 years old. He wrote, "Dear Pastor Rick, thank you for the powerful way that you've impacted my life. I'm just a 12-year-old schoolboy in Jakarta, Indonesia, but I listen to the broadcast every morning on the way to school. My life has changed completely this year. I'm at a new school, and my family's just about recovered from some financial problems, but I'm still having to learn a whole new way of life. Some days I really feel bad, and I ask God to help me. But then the Daily Hope broadcast comes on the radio, and you always say something that helps me feel better, and I know that at that moment, God is trying to speak directly to me through you. So thank you ever so much." Well, thank you ever so much, Stephen. I love hearing from people like you, literally all around the world, who've been impacted through Daily Hope. You know, by the way, I want to thank all of those of you who support us regularly with your financial gifts every month. We can't do this without you. But because of you, we're able to minister to people like this 12-year-old boy, Stephen, in Jakarta, Indonesia. You're never going to know this side of heaven the number of lives that you have impacted because of your gifts to Daily Hope. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When we get to heaven, we're all going to rejoice and see the results there.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.